This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As you were cleaning your houseplant's leaves of dust, you may have encountered a pesky little pest called scale. That term seems odd to me for a living creature, but there it is, sucking the life right out of your houseplants. Scale-damaged plants look withered and sickly. Leaves turn yellow and may drop from the plant. If left, they'll kill it and move on to your other plants nearby. These little nasties also secrete a sticky substance called honeydew that attracts black fungus called sooty mold, which is messy. Young scale insects crawl to a feeding site, insert their mouthpieces, and settle in. Eventually, they lose their legs and antennae, develop a hard shell, and stay put. Once they've formed that hard shell, the scale, it's very difficult to get rid of them. The easiest thing to do is toss the plant. That being said, should you decide to do battle with this little beast, have a plan. Isolate the infected plant or plants so it won't continue to spread. Then prune out the heavily infested areas and scrub off the other adults with a toothbrush and soapy water. Rinse the plant completely and let it dry. Don't fertilize your plant and keep watering to a minimum, as scale is drawn to lush foliage. Crawlers or baby scale can be controlled with a dab of alcohol on a cotton swab or use insecticidal soaps such as Safer. Spray your plants for at least a month every week and make sure it makes contact with the insect. If a plant develops scale during the summer, put it outside and let nature take care of it. Check out GardenBite.com for more information and pictures, too. The difference between our native insects and invasive is that our native ecosystems support control over the damage. When a foreign species comes in, there's no natural way to combat it. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.